back down to a place way down south in McNary County, Tennessee. Back in the days when Sheriff Buford Custer ran things around there. And kids who grew up about 100 years ago grew up with stories about all them Wild West heroes and outlaws and cowboys and Indians and sheriffs who were always cleaning up some town. And I guess them days may still happen, I don't know, but when I was a kid, the folklore that we all grew up on was the folklore about Sheriff Buford Custer. Since McNary County was only about 50 miles from the place where I grew up, and he grew up, and she grew up, and he grew up, and it was always in the news when we were little children. Sheriff Buford Custer was a really big, tall man, about 6'10" at least. He was full of muscles and he was heavily armed. He carried a badge, and if that wasn't enough, he also liked to carry around a great big stick made out of hickory wood that he referred to as his Buford stick. And the Sheriff Buford Custer was trying to clean up McNary County from all them bootleggers who was bringing crime and corruption and illegal liquor into his little dry county just south of Jackson, Tennessee. The birthplace of crime purpose, nonetheless. And for his troubles, he got ambushed and his wife was murdered and his house got blown up and they made a movie about it called Walking Tall. And it wasn't a very good movie. In fact, it was kind of a shitty movie. But nonetheless, Walking Tall came to my hometown of Florence, Alabama in 1973, and it proceeded to stay there for 9 months straight with lines around the block. So I guess you can say it was somewhat of a cultural phenomenon in the part of the country where I grew up. So the local Chevy dealer decided maybe it'd be a good idea to have that big tall sheriff and his Buford stick show up at his dealership and maybe it would help him sell some cars. Sheriff Buford Custer came to Chevrolet Chevrolet in Tuscumbia, Alabama in the summer of 1974, and thousands of people showed up. The whole goddamn town was shut down. And for his troubles, he was given the keys to a brand new Corvette. 2 weeks later, he ran that brand new Corvette to an embankment and died in the mysterious circumstances right there in that very town. So they made a couple of sequels that were even worse. And all three of the Walking Tall movies, the Sheriff Buford Custer was raging the war against the Southern Crime Syndicate, a sort of redneck Goodfellas that he referred to as the Boys. Who not so coincidentally came from our hometown too. So we decided to write a song to tell their side of the story. This is from their point of view. This song is called The Boys from Alabama. Cops smoking grass and the judge with a book and a sign for a little opportunism. Take it from me, boy, take it from my kid. Tell me. Jesus.